Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
Introducing EcoPro Pillow Covers. Good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro Pillow Covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro Pillow Cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry, with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners: when you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro Pillow Covers, created by PTs for PTs.
This is the PT Pintcast, and we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pintcast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association, with your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, or not happy hour, or late at night.
This is definitely not happy hour
South
any
Beach,
longer.
Miami. We're at a bar called Shots. There are, in fact, a lot of shots, and we're here on Halloween weekend. If you're going to be in South Beach, where the weird comes out, Halloween is a great time to be here. I like this very much. I'm joined on the show with repeat guests, Ryan Johnson. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking tequila soda. What are you drinking?
Ooh, vodka soda. Tequila, I mean, we're bold.
Tequila makes you have a little bit of fun, right?
Like, and it's cheers next to the microphone.
Cheers to that.
There we go.
Oh, that tastes so good. And I mean, when it's Halloween weekend and it's a little bit of fun here.
I'll tell you, in Miami, they have no problem with what they like to call letting their freak flag fly.
There might be some occasional times where I have the what the question mark moment when I'm looking at people walking in the door,
and
but
especially on Halloween.
It's very sad that people can't actually see what we're looking at right now, that they only can hear us.
We'll tweet some pictures.
Okay, that sounds
Halloween's
like
the time when people get either scary or slutty, just things that start with S. And then South Beach, it's warm out.
Well, it starts with S too. South Beach, slutty, scary.
You're right.
That one adds up to both of them.
It's not bad. All right, so you're down here at National Student Conclave. We've talked before on the show. You were talking about the IPA.
Yeah.
Name dropped. Josh.
Yes.
Josh D'Angelo name dropped a guy that you might know.
But both Ifosa and Josh name dropped people that I respect a lot.
Yeah.
Josh name dropped his boss, who works for IPA, who also did Seth Blee, who did a thing here.
Yep.
And then Ifosa name dropped my dad.
Yeah,
and I was
him.
Like, I was sitting there, I was like, oh, that's my dad.
I know that guy.
So I'm a fan of him.
So that's cool. Coming full circle.
Yeah, it's full circle. I thought we'd have a conversation today about something that's a little different than just the continuing education aspect of it.
I like different.
So I've started in the last year, I've really gotten passionate about starting a new chain of clinics, locally owned clinics that have partial ownership. What I'm doing is I'm really trying to break the mold of what standard franchises are and standard chains of clinics are out there in the country.
Sometimes they get called mills.
That is what I don't want to be.
So how are you going to separate yourself? How's that going to be different? What are you going to put your spin on it?
There's multiple different things.
Good.
Let's starting from the beginning. A lot of what I want to focus on, most of the clinics that I want to open, I want to have be cash-based clinics.
Okay.
So don't take insurance.
I'm working in one right now.
I do too. And it's what inspired me to be able to hopefully continue that and perpetuate that. Actually, what's really interesting is out of fellows who've trained with us through IPA, 28 fellows that we've graduated, 27 of them work in their own cash-based practices.
So is that telling you, and by you I mean the profession, something that it can be done because people are doing it, and is that where things are going?
I think so. I think people eventually will value quality. The first clinic that we opened is in Nashville, and I opened it with Brad Grahofsky. He's a certified functional manual therapist, just amazing. He also served on the board of directors with me my second year when I was on the student assembly board of directors.
Nice.
He was, what's happened is we went into a marketplace that really doesn't have any interest normally in cash based. They don't understand it. Everything's through insurance. They're used to always dealing with insurance.
Do people ever have an interest in cash based, or do they have an interest in value?
They have an interest in value.
And that's what we want them to look at. Don't worry about how you're paying for it. You're going to pay for it one way or another, but you're going to get something more here.
What's been interesting is, I mean, at the beginning, people are like, oh, no, we can't come to you. They would love to go see their chiropractor. They'd see their chiropractor. like,
or their personal trainer, massage therapist.
Oh, they'd pay anything for those. But they,
here's
but
cash.
Physical therapy, it was like, no, my insurance should cover this, so I'm only going to go where my insurance covers. When I talk about it, we offer 1 hour treatments one on one with a physical therapist.
That to me sounds like better than standard.
I think it's better than the standard care. But the thing is like, some people can get better through having a 20-minute one-on-one session with a physical therapist and then doing exercises with an aide. That can help a lot of people. And it's not that that's a bad model, but I treat the patients who need more than that.
Okay.
They need more one-on-one time. They need more intensive care. That is like, if we're going to serve that population, we literally cannot do one-hour treatments and take insurance.
Can't do it.
It just does not work out financially.
Right.
So if we're going to treat somebody who needs an hour of care, we need to be able to offer them the ability to pay cash base so that they can then get an hour of care, which will actually benefit them.
I like to ask people who work in cash based clinics, how do you approach the question, do you take insurance?
The answer is no.
Will you run it through their insurance for them?
Yes.
So you do take insurance, but it's just in a different way.
For the two clinics that I'm involved with, They pay first.
What they get back from their relationship with their insurance.
Yes.
Good.
And we do not guarantee that they will get money back.
Nor should you, because they had a relationship with their insurance company that you were not involved with.
Absolutely. But a lot of them very much value that because they don't do anything. They come in, they get treated, they leave. We run their credit card. They don't even have to do. And then all of a sudden in the mail, 5-6 weeks later, they get a check.
Which they should, because they pay money for their insurance.
We could have a whole nother topic on just my hatred of the current insurance situation. Right. It's such a mess. But let's not go into that, because that would be a tangent of epic proportions.
Not a Halloween in South Beach, Miami, no.
Yeah. What we're looking at doing is providing the value. And what Brad's really found out is when he started treating people, they started finding the value in it. Yeah. And then they'd refer friends.
So hold on a second. Let me recap what you just said. He started doing something and providing something and then saw value in it.
Yes.
Which means there is value in it because someone thought it was valuable.
There is value.
Right.
Nobody had tapped into it in Nashville. Nobody was doing this.
Because it couldn't be done until someone did it.
We are really the first ones breaking the mold, coming in and doing something different that nobody really has done in Nashville. And it's changing people's perception of how to go get quality medical care.
Good.
I agree. Good.
Fantastic.
What I'm looking at doing, so that's number one. I'm looking at starting clinics where we're cash-based, we provide quality care, and you know what? If somebody can't afford it and they can't come do it, I do my best to find somebody that I can refer them to that takes their insurance that I think will provide them good care at a clinic that takes insurance. I'm not opposed to places taking insurance, and I want people to get as best of care.
Sure.
But for us to run our business model, we just can't do it.
Okay. Good.
The second thing that makes the way that I'm looking to start clinics different than most other franchises, I'm giving the local clinic owner the majority ownership. So most of the people that I'm working with have well above 50% ownership.
Good.
That was a distraction moment
Sorry. We'll just walk by. Lord.
They have well above 50%
ownership.
They're
going to work harder if they're more invested.
I want to have a mutually beneficial relationship. I'm very, very passionate about this. I don't want to make a clinic where I get managers who maybe profit share 5-10% of the owning earnings.
They're not going to work hard for that.
No. I want people who work hard for themselves.
They're going to work just as hard as they have to get by.
But what I want to do also is I want to bring us together so that then instead of it just being a big clinic that owns the majority and we have managers, I want to be able to have these high-end, I would even call this boutique clinics that are like run by really good therapists, where we can start competing on a national level with advertisements, with social media, because we're teaming together.
Right, you're pulling the resources.
Pulling the resources. And I don't think there's any other model out there right now where there's clinics that are being started where they're giving a majority ownership to the local owner, but we're pooling resources to start being able to compete nationally with having excellent branding, having excellent website, having social media, having videos that come out.
So you've got two of these right now?
I've got two of them right now.
And Nashville's one?
Nashville's one. Colorado, which is a clinic that has been around for a while, is going to be coming on board with the brand. It's in Steamboat Springs.
So let's name drop. What's it called?
It currently is Johnson & Johnson Physical Therapy.
Nice.
And I know. And everybody's like, is that owned by Johnson?
I was going to say,
no affiliation.
Do you have a tagline? I was just off the top of my head while I'm drunk. I got one. No more tears.
Let the minds run wild.
No more tears. Johnson & Johnson. No more tears.
Actually, it's a great tagline.
Probably copywritten by actual Johnson & Johnson, though.
If we just like sort of slip it in somewhere, who would ever know?
It's actually my motto. It's just slip it in. Okay, so
I like
like that idea.
And so, then next year, there's three in the pipeline, guaranteed one next year in Southern California. And then there's two other opportunities coming up for being able to open two more. And I think people are going to gravitate towards this.
Yeah.
The ground baseline that I have for opening a clinic with me is that they need to be certified through our company.
Okay.
So you know what kind
of quality care they're going to be able to provide.
Our sort of functional manual therapy
and
certification.
And when you say our company, just remind
Institute
people.
Institute of Physical Art. Go. So the functional manual therapy certification, CFMT, is one of the most challenging and difficult certifications out there in manual therapy. You're tested on 6 courses. You have to take 8 courses. You're tested on 7 courses, I apologize. You take 8 courses, one of them is an elective. And most people take these courses 2, 3, 4 times before actually going in testing. I probably put into getting the hours that I was actually in a continuing education course, I was probably over 700 hours in continuing education courses. And then I went and took the certification, which is a week-long process doing review. And then you have 2 days of testing where you're doing oral, practical, and written. And we want to see that you can actually make a change on the person in front of us.
Good.
So when we're testing, we're like, fix that person's elbow, fix their shoulder, fix their knee, do something that actually makes it a tangible and objective change that we can see and notice so that we can see that people are actually utilizing the techniques in a way that is effective. So when people attain that, I know they've put so much work in, and I know that they're an excellent clinician and that they can provide very good standard of care for patients. So that's like ground level baseline of what I'm looking for. Then I'm like, hey, you're a great clinician. We don't get taught how to open practices in PT school. We don't get taught anything about business. Let me help you out with the business side. Let me provide you with branding. Right. Let me provide you with a website.
And let's come together and pool the resources.
Pool the resources, bring it all together. And then also, it's easier to open a clinic. When somebody clicks on a new clinic and they go to the website and they see you've got 5 clinics around the country, they're like, oh, this is reputable.
It's been done.
When you're trying to open by yourself, people are like, why should I go to you? Right. I don't even know who you are.
Momentum. Yeah.
And so it's going to allow easier growth for every clinician that opens a practice with me. It's going to cascade and it's going to get better and better.
What's the website people can check out for more information?
It's IPA.physio.
Okay.
And the company name is IPA Physio. Cool. I thought it was really cool that the new extension, the domain names for physical therapists around the world is .physio. And so you have to be involved in physical therapy to get a .physio domain name.
I like that.
And IPA is the name of our continuing education company. So bringing it together, IPA, Physio, and just making it clean branding, IPA.physio, just makes it super easy to remember.
Cool stuff. Ryan Johnson doing big things, man.
I'm excited about it. I'm passionate, and I just want to help others, get ahead. I love this mutually beneficial relationship thing where I really want to help others succeed. I get super happy and proud.
I can tell. You're psyched right here standing in front of me. You're psyched.
I just get very excited when other people benefit and they succeed and they're successful in what they're doing.
Cool. All right, so we've been asking all of our interviewees this week at a National Student Conclave. Again, want to thank the American Physical Therapy Association for letting us come hang out here. We've been asking everybody 3 questions, and they're powered by our sponsor, Aureus Medical Staffing. Number 1, you've lived in more than a couple places. You've been around.
Yeah.
But where's somewhere in the country that you haven't lived yet that you wouldn't mind going to be a PT in?
That's tough.
Because you've lived in some cool places.
I've lived in some cool places. Does 3 months of living count at one place?
Yeah, because some of the assignments they have, 13 weeks. So you're looking at 3 months.
I was going to say San Diego, because if I ever got kicked out of New York City.
Go San Diego.
If New York City had your 86 from our entire city, it'd probably be San Diego next time I live.
San Diego's Spanish for whale's vagina.
I've heard that before. I think it's in the dictionary you look that up.
It's a loose translation of whale's vagina.
Very loose. Translation.
Second question, what's something that you're reading or have read recently, could be PT or non-PT related, that you really got you fired up?
To be very honest, it's been a tough year. I haven't had a lot of time for extra reading outside of normal stuff. My typical reading is The Economist and National Geographic.
That's good.
To be honest, the latest National Geographic that has stuff about going to Mars, it was really interesting to me, and how it could be a really dumb idea to go to Mars, but how it's also something that's going to happen and we're going to put people on Mars.
It's cool.
And I'm just I love that. Honestly, the best books though that I've read that really impacted me were probably a lot of the Malcolm Gladwell books. Yeah. I really like those books.
Tipping Point, Blink.
I think Blink is an excellent, and Tipping Point. Both of those are very excellent books.
Good. All right, third question is, who is someone within the field of physical therapy that we should know more about? Who's somebody that's doing some great stuff that's flying under the radar?
Good question. I love this guy. His name's Jack Stagg.
Okay.
He's a fellow through...
It's a cool name, first of all.
Yeah, amazing name. Jack Stagg. Sounds like S-T-A-G-G-E.
Sounds like an action hero.
He pretty much is.
All right, what does he do?
So he just came in and started teaching with IPA. He is... there was Butler and Mosley... Butler really and started doing a lot of neural tension things.
Right.
There was LV before that.
Okay.
And Jack Stagg was like really LV's protege here in the United States. And he's really continued teaching a lot of things about the neural dynamics and the inflamed neural system and how to just calm down the nervous system.
Right.
But what really makes him somebody that I say needs a shout out is he does a lot of mission work in Africa. He's
Very
got a
cool.
mission that's called Faces for Hope. He spends most of his time that he does working is so that he can pay enough money to be able to live in Africa.
That's cool.
And serve underserved people.
That's cool.
To me, it's touching and special to have somebody like that that dedicates their life to helping other human beings. And I think it's a very worthwhile cause, and he makes huge impact on different villages and out in Africa.
Fantastic.
And dedicates a lot of his life into service.
Fantastic. I like that very much. So every episode that we do is a pint. You've been on the show before.
Yes.
Parting shots is always the last thing we do, and we're at a bar called Shots. Which
very
is
ironic.
So fitting. It's so fitting. So what's something you want to leave? Now, let's aim at specifically students, since we're at the National Student Conclave. What's a parting shot of wisdom you got to give them?
Be yourself. Go for what you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that you've had on this interview that I've heard interviewed recently, Ifosa, Josh, we all have different paths. We all are pursuing what we want to do and what we're passionate about differently. But each of us is accomplishing and attaining things in a way that is impacting the profession. They did PT Day of Service.
Yeah.
They are. I am so proud of those guys.
These guys are awesome.
If you feel called that your personality is supposed to do something, Ifosa was supposed to travel. He's supposed to impact the world.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. You know, and I'm supposed to try to change the way that people treat human beings. I love teaching continuing education, and I want to change the way that practices are owned and that we build chains of clinics.
Yeah.
That's like my place, and I think everybody just needs to be willing to find their place and just go for it.
Good.
Just sacrifice, work hard, and find your passion, because I love going to work on a daily basis, and that's what you
want
to find.
Absolutely. That's what you want to. That's what you strive. That's what you blood, sweat, and tears for through PT school.
Yeah.
Getting there afterwards, be
it's
yourself.
It's not worth it if you don't love what you do. It really isn't.
Could not agree more, my man. Ryan Johnson, everybody, repeat guest of the PT Pinecast. Appreciate you suffering and coming all the way out to Shots in South Beach with us.
It's very difficult here in Miami.
Thank you so much. Ooh, that girl almost just fell over. That was awesome. She just almost tripped. But we could have treated that ankle if she rolled that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on the show, Ryan Johnson. It's the PT Pinecast.
Good being back.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.